Welcome to 1-800 God's Love. I'm your host, Lamika Odoms. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, 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 hello. It has been, I know, at least a month since I have published an episode. I'm not proud of myself because I should be consistent. However, many things have taken place in my life. Many challenges have came. Some accomplishments have taken place. Some goals have been accomplished during the time of my absence. But I am here with another episode and the title, What That Mouth Do. What That Mouth Do. Now, some of you, whenever you hear this episode title, you might think your mind might go left, because when I got the episode title, my mind went left. However, what that mouth do. And the reason why I'm doing this episode is because it is important for you to know how powerful your words are. I think I did an episode a while back called Shut Up. But the more I learn, the more I'm willing to share. And I think it's important for us to know how powerful our words are. There are 25 Bible verses that talks about the power of our words. 25. Not going to read all 25, but there's 25. And I know an individual, the last 17 years of this individual's life, they have been speaking, I am broke. And the last 17 years, this individual has been broke. So I want to share some Bible verses with you all. And then I want to also share some things with you that I speak daily over my life when it comes to myself and the kids, or my sons. I'm saying kids, they adults now, but I always be my babies. But anyway, so the first Bible verse is Proverbs 11:9. And this is out of the Message Bible. The loose tongue of the godless spreads destruction. The common sense of the godly preserves them. And then in Proverbs 15:4, out of the Message Bible, it says, kind words heal and help. Cutting words wound and maim, which means injure. Now, out of the New Living Translation, that same verse says, gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. When I was young, I think I heard words don't hurt. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, something about sticks and stones may break my bones. Words may never hurt me, or something like that. But what I want you to understand is our words are powerful. Our words are powerful. They are powerful. I heard Joyce Meyer say, if you want to know what your life will look like in 5 years, 5 years from now, listen at what you're saying now. And you can take an inventory. You can think back on your life. Think back on stuff that you've been speaking over the past few years of your life. And then think about where you're at in reality. The next Bible verse is Proverbs 16:24, and this is out of the New Living Translation. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. And then Proverbs 18:21 out of the Amplified Bible says, and this is a familiar verse, this is the one I hear a lot. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Now, the Message Bible of that verse says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. So this verse is saying to me, you choose. Either you're going to use words to kill, or you're going to use words to give life. They can either be poison or they can be fruit. You decide. So you decide what you're speaking. You decide if you're going to be speaking death or you're going to be speaking something. You're going to be speaking life. Tiffany, I can't think of her last name, but she's a prophet. I follow her on social media. She said that, When you're saying I am, you're saying I command it to come to pass. Our words don't have a sense of humor, which means they don't know when we're joking. So when you are saying I am this, I am that, you are releasing the power of the great I am to attach to those words and allow them to come to pass. I'm going to say that again. When you say I am this and I am that, example, I am wealthy. You are saying I command it to come to pass. Our words do not have a sense of humor, which means they don't know when you're joking. When you are releasing the power of the great I am to attach to those words and allow them to come to pass. So just think back on your life and things where you don't say it, I am this and I am that. I also want to share that, like, I take my words very seriously. I haven't always been this way, but I mean, different levels to this where I met with God. But anyway, I take my words very seriously. I also take what people say to me or about me very seriously. Example, I was in a car riding with a family member, and the family member was talking and was telling me something that another family member was saying. And the family member said, we have a curse or something to that nature. I immediately rejected the words that the individual said in the car because I'm not cursed. So I immediately rejected the words and to make sure that it doesn't attach itself to me. And that's just an example, but anytime anything negative is being said, that the person is saying is trying to include me in on it, I reject it and send it back to sender. I reject it and send it back to the sender because I know how powerful words are. I think I said before that where I'm at in life right now and what I have, I spoke it before it actually happened. Like, I actually spoke it before it actually became a reality. I was speaking it before it was in my reality. I was speaking it as if I already had it, which is basically what faith is. But anyway, so here I'm going to share some of the things that I say daily, that every morning whenever I get up and start getting ready, I say these things over my life. I've posted small inspirational clips on several of them, so you may hear what you've already seen on my social media pages, but I just want you to be aware of some of the things that I speak over my life and over my son's lives, some of the positive things that I say. One of them, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a lender and not a borrower. Something amazing is going to happen to me today. Surely grace and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Now, that's something I say on a daily basis. And I made a video about me lending money due to my circumstances and what went on in my life months ago. I have not worked for the employer that I was working for at the time that this happened. And I made a video, you know, just saying how people have reached out and I have lent money. And the Holy Spirit reminded me of, what do I say every day? Which is, I am a lender and not a borrower. I lend money, I don't borrow money. But during the time when I was having this conversation with God, I was not thinking, you know, you do say that every day, you a lender and not a borrower. Now you bring up the fact that you lending money and you're not receiving money from an employer. So that's one of the things that I say, or one of the phrases that I say every morning. Also, another thing that I say is, whatever is meant to be will be. Whatever is going to stay will stay. Whatever is going to leave will leave. I don't chase anything I track. I have been uniquely designed for a purpose. Psalms 139:14. God's power works best in my weakness. 2 Corinthians 2:9. The fruit I produce brings great joy to the God my Father in heaven, John 15:8. God gives me strength when I am weary and increases my power when I am weak, Isaiah 40:29. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing, Psalms 23:1. There fell not anything that the Lord spoke over the house of Lamika. Let me think. I don't think I said all of that. Hold on. Let me think. Okay. There fell not anything that the Lord spoke of the house of Lamika. Everything God promised me, it all came to pass. That's one I say. And I also say that and put my son's names in it also. Both of my son's names, whenever I say that. Another thing that I say is, and this is something that I just added, I would no longer doubt myself at any cost. I let go of all things that are no longer serving me. I am capable of loving myself. In order to get to the next level, I have to let go of fear now. And then I have an increase of the anointing. I operate in discerning of spirit. I operate in discerning of spirits, words of knowledge. I heal the sick, raise the dead, lay hands on diseases, and diseases die. I got a whole list of things that I say. I also speak Bible verse. Well, I just said some of them, but when I say I speak Bible verses over myself, I put my name in the Bible verse. Like you just heard me say, there fell not anything that the Lord spoke over the house of Lamika. I incorporate my name in the Bible verses. That's how you, when you get ready to pray strategically, that's what praying strategically meaning, you putting your name in the Bible verse. So I just want you all to be mindful of your words. I want you to be mindful of your words. And if you just sit and think about some of the things that you've said in the past, you may realize I am always saying this and that's what's always happening. Another thing, even whenever I go to, when I go to appointments, if they tell me something that does not line up with the word of God, and I know these are medical people and they don't went to medical school to know all these things and be able to diagnose you, because I'm in grad school, so I get learning about diagnosis and all that. However, because of where I'm at in my life, if they tell me something and it doesn't line up with the word of God, I reject it. I don't care what you said the test results were. I reject what you're saying and I'm not receiving it. Meaning I'm not coming into agreement with what you're telling me when it comes to whatever the test results is. So I just wanted to share that with you all, because I wasn't even aware of the word I am, what it actually meant until I heard the prophet Tiffany say this, meaning that you are commanding it to come to pass. I was not aware of that, but I mean, you hear people say, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. And they, you notice that's what they are. So just be mindful of your words. You know, when I was growing up, I heard, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Okay, well, incorporate that into your everyday lifestyle when it comes to yourself, not just when it comes to other people. Because I don't been at work or I don't been in environments where I had something to say, but it wasn't nice. So I kept my mouth shut. So incorporate that in your lifestyle when it comes to yourself. If you don't have anything positive to say pertaining to your life, you're better off not saying anything at all. Because remember, our words do not have a sense of humor and they do not know when we are joking. So I hope this was beneficial for you all. I am going to pray, and I pray you all have a spectacular week. Father God, I come to you with a humble heart. God, I thank you for the opportunity just to be able to be a vessel. I thank you for the opportunity just to be able to be in your presence. Father God, I thank you for the things that I'm being taught, the knowledge. I thank you, Lord, for the support that I have around me. I thank you, Lord, for the spiritual food. I thank you, Lord, for me being available and open to learn from you, to learn from the Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you for every listener, Lord. I pray that their ears are sensitive enough to hear you, their hearts are sensitive enough to receive you, their eyes are sensitive enough to see the things that you're trying to reveal to them. I pray that their conscience are sensitive enough to feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I pray that you would put a guard over their mouths. I pray, Lord, that they would be mindful of the things that they speak pertaining to themselves, pertaining to their household, pertaining to their finances, pertaining to their children. I pray that they would be mindful of the words that they speak, because our words have power. Your word tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever we speak, we gonna eat the fruit of it. So if we're speaking negativity, that's what we gonna we eat in negativity. Negativity show up in our life. If we speak in something, if we speak in positive things, we're going to eat the fruit of the positive things that's showing up. So I pray that they be mindful. And now that they have a clear understanding that whenever they say I am, they are basically saying that they are commanding whatever they're saying to come to pass. They are commanding it to come to pass. And they are releasing the power of the great I am to attach to those words and allow it to come to pass. Lord, help them to be mindful of their words, and help them to start changing the way that they speak. Help them to be mindful. And most importantly, Lord, I pray that your children will read your word. Don't just go off what you hear other people say in social media. Don't even just go off what you hear me say on a podcast. Get your own Bible out and read. I pray that they get their Bibles out and they read or download the Bible app. I started out reading a Bible verse a day through the Bible app, and now I'm just deep in it. But Lord, I just pray that the listeners get a clear understanding of how powerful words are, and that your and that the Bible is, I call it a roadmap for life. The Bible is, it covers every area of your life. Anything you may experience, the Bible covers it. I pray that they be mindful of that. I pray, Lord, that they will have a desire to want to read your word. They will have a desire to want to get to know you on a more intimate level. And Lord, I pray that you would just keep them throughout the rest of this week. I pray that they would have a spectacular week. I pray that whenever they get ready to say something, and if it's negative, Lord, I pray that they would be prompted not to say it. And instead of saying something negative, that they would do the opposite and say something positive. Lord, I love you and I thank you. All these things I ask in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.